Mears chops it free from Jenks, glove down by Stern, over to Shalla, right side, cross ice feed, Mears goes low out of the left corner, one time drive by Stern, he scores! Brett Stern, a left point one-timer, beats Patterson low to the glove side, and the Nailers get a 5-on-3 goal at the 42nd mark of the second period. It's now 2-1. Webster drive from the right point, save made, rebound, they score! It's Jordan Quaz picking up the rebound and burying it on the left side of the net. The Nailers have tied it at 2, a 4-on-4 goal at 8:29 of the second. Webster fires it ahead to Shalla, comes bursting up the right side, stops at the edge of the circle, through the slot, dangling in, and they score! Nick Sorkin on the left side of the crease bangs in the pass from Shalla, and the Nailers have taken a 3-2 lead with 41 seconds left in the second period. Shalla wraparound tried to deflect it in front, and it's knocked in! Shalla and Army banging away at the loose puck. It finds its way into the left side of the net, and the Nailers take a 4-2 lead with 3:53 to go in the third. Zarnelson at the right point, down the half wall, Tyson Spink has it, looking middle, batted out of the air by Quaz, looking to the empty net, bullseye! Jordan Quaz from his own zone into the empty net, and the Nailers, 5 goals in a row, a 5-2 lead with 2:21 left in T-Town. Out to the right point, McDonald gives it to Spink, top of the right circle. One more pass to the slot, denied by Wendell, and that puts this one into the win column. The Wheeling Nailers come to Toledo, score the last 5 goals of the hockey game, and they send the Walleye down with their first loss in 8 games, ending a 7-game streak as Wheeling prevails 5-2 at Huntington Center.